Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, here we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. We begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of this Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. Looking back in the past, how have we offended God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness, and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Look with favor, Lord God, on our petitions, and in our trials grant us your compassionate help, that consoled by the presence of your Son, whose coming we now await, we may be tainted no longer by the corruption of former ways. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by the appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright from the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be judged with knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations. The Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. He shall rescue the poor when he cries out and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. May his name be blessed forever as long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Behold, our Lord shall come with power. He will enlighten the eyes of his servants. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I would imagine that many of us, no matter how old we are, we'll say probably the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s going on up, really do not want to go back to the days of our childhood. We've matured quite a bit. We want to move on. We look ahead to what yet is to come. And yet, Jesus says in today's gospel that the wise and the learned, what has been revealed, has been revealed really only to the childlike. So maybe we need to be childlike. And if we're childlike, what does it mean? Can you remember when you were a child? I would imagine that you were very trusting at that time. You looked at mom and dad to look after you, to guide you, to give you an example. Childlike in that way seems to me to be the best path that we could ever be on. Right now, we're on a path. We're on the path of Advent that leads to the Son. And in celebrating Advent, we've got a lot of things to help us. It's a sign of penitence, just like during Lent, but it takes on a different tone. The Gospels that we have during Lent lead us up to the Passion and the Resurrection of Jesus, but these lead us to the birth of Jesus. That childlike individual that came into the world, God becoming one like us, humankind, to have the innocence of a child could not be a better representation of what our faith is all about. Be childlike. Let, at this point in our life, no matter how we are, let God be our guidance. Let his Son Jesus be our guidance. Just as parents do that for their children, our God does that for us. In just a moment of quiet prayer, as we just begin this time of Advent, let us pray that we can take the time every single day to reflect on the scripture that is being proclaimed, to meditate on it, to reflect on it, to help us get closer to Jesus as we celebrate his birth in the incarnation on Christmas Day. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. And so we pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and his intentions, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to terrorism and violence, and that the peace of Christ will reign throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are in physical, emotional, or spiritual pain, that our Lord will touch them with healing hands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the homeless and for those who struggle to make ends meet, that others may show charity and give generously to meet their needs in this season of giving and throughout the year, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of Paul Bauer, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us a bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands that will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Please, for the sacrifice that we offer you with humble and contrite hearts. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
You, Lord, accept the sacrifice for your hands.
Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and our offerings. And since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation. That when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you. communion antiphon, the just judge will bestow a crown of righteousness on those who eagerly await his coming. Let us pray. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and to hold firm to the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads. We ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles throughout the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
My 23-year-old daughter was expecting her second child. I'm a father of 10 children.
Wow.
My middle daughter was expecting her second child at the age of 23. She had a successful cesarean section, C-section. Baby was healthy. Mother was healthy. A few days later, Elizabeth started hemorrhaging and had to be rushed into the emergency room. And she hemorrhaged throughout the day and into the night. And had lost 8 pints of blood, and they couldn't stop the bleeding. And so they called her husband in and told him he should say goodbye to his wife, my daughter Elizabeth. And they had called a priest to give the anointing of the sick. She had been anointed, but she was just losing. All of her vital organs were shutting down, and he was desperate. So they called us. We're in Wisconsin. They live in New Hampshire. And said we needed to get out there as fast as we could. And so we were desperately trying to get flights out there. And in the meantime, I remembered having visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and having prayed at the fresco of St. Gianamola. And I remembered her story. And so we started praying to St. Gianamola and got as many people as we could to pray to St. Gianna. And within just a few minutes or an hour, whatever it took, the bleeding stopped. And Elizabeth started to recover.
Wow.
And she completely recovered and is now a healthy mother of 2 children, hoping that she will be able to still have 4 children in the future. So wow. That's our St. Gianamola story.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
The school has embraced an ideology that is damaging to our students' intellectual and emotional growth.
The odds are so stacked against parents. What are we to do?
And I understand why many people feel that way, Cyrus. I see lots of room for hope and encouragement in this, as long as people are willing to stand up and like the teacher that we just heard from, to say, I reject this nonsense. I do not accept the premise of it, that a whole group of people are racists just because of the color of their skin. That's false. It's demonstrably false. And my thinking, Cyrus, here's some room for hope and encouragement. If enough people said, you know what? I'm not going to do that either. I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, yeah. Where have I heard that before? Then I think we've got a fighting chance. But I think there's still time, honestly. And I think that's another reason to thank God for Relevant Radio's existence, that we can reach people with this message.
Absolutely.
The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
You're going to get brought up to speed on the most important issues of the day, the latest news through a moral lens. I'm going to try to give you a perspective on it that is both moral and especially Catholic. Because the culture and mainstream media and social media is a poison pill, and too many people are swallowing it. The antidote for that is Jesus Christ. It's a perspective on it based on our faith. Right?
The Drew Mariani Show, 2 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.